First off, I'm glad you asked me specifically about first base because I did a little research this past week to figure out where the Braves will most likely lean, where they might start off in a specific direction and then pivot a little bit. At least I think they will, in my opinion. When it comes to who's going to play, it's the old coaches saying, next man up. You know, it's honestly, that's what it is. It's next man up. However, when you look into... Take out my little handy-dandy notes I've got here.
I like the grovelly voice you did for next man up. That's good. Very coachy.
Yeah.
Next man up.
No, but I mean, how many of the three of us, how many of you have been at a press conference where so-and-so is out for an extended amount of time? Who's going to... next man totally. Up mentality.
That's a Will Muschamp special.
Yeah. So, all right. I think you look at four different guys when it comes to playing first base. You have the option of Austin Riley, who we heard Brian Snicker name. He personally named Austin Riley as a guy who played first base in spring. You had Nick Markakis, who you thought that might be a person that they go to. He's no longer there. So then you have Adam Duvall, who we expected to play out in the outfield. And then Johan Camargo, who is obviously kind of that utility guy that goes around. Well, I looked up some statistics, and when it comes to Austin Riley, yes, he did play first base some in spring, although I couldn't find the specific number of times that he played. Maybe someone else can. But as far as playing during the regular season, 2019 being his first full season, he played six games at first base, and he started three of those games. So it's like, okay, he has a little bit of experience there. That makes a little bit of sense. Go over to Johan Camargo. In 2019, Johan Camargo played one game at first base in which he came in. He didn't start the game at first base. He came in to relieve Freddie Freeman. Then you have Adam Duvall, who for the Braves has never played first base, but when he was with the Reds back in 2018, he played 10 games. And he had five starts. And then in his total career, he's played 43 games at first base, 27 starts. So the guy I'm looking to start at first base is Adam Duvall. Because yes, Austin Riley can play the position. But I think you had a plan at the beginning of spring training of what you were going to do with Austin Riley and Johan Camargo. And you should stick with that. And so that is leaving Austin over it towards third base or maybe playing some outfield swapping between Johan Camargo. But as far as those first couple of weeks that I expect to have Freddie Freeman out, I just see Adam Duvall as that guy.
Yeah,
No Peter O'Brien for anybody?
Absolutely not.
Name in.
No.
Because that's
no.
My guy.
Stop it.
Thank you for doing that research, Caleb. That is very handy for us. And I agree with you. I think it's either going to be Duvall or Riley. I could definitely see Riley just because you want to get him at bats anyway. I do not think, you know, the Braves have Yonder Alonso, who's obviously a first baseman on the roster on this player pool. But I don't see them like trying to squeeze him in just because he's a quote unquote first baseman. Like, what you're going to want to get your best hitters in the lineup, especially you're not going to play somebody who's a natural at first base just because you know, of trying to get a better bat in there.
So that means Riley plays either third base or DH in your mind, guys?
Well, it's interesting because you know, Brian Snicker going into last season, he had all these big plans for Johan Camargo as being this super utility player, right? He's going to play all these different positions. We've heard this conversation a million times. And Brian Snicker kind of admitted that it was not a good idea. It didn't work out and sounded like he didn't want to try that again. But I don't know if he has any other option this year with Austin Riley specifically. Like, if he's going to play him and get him regular at bats, I don't see how he's just going to be able to lock him into one position the entire season and be able to like just play him there. I think he's going to have to move around the team. He's going to have to shift guys around quite a bit, and especially if you have a DH and you have a packed schedule like the Braves do have, especially to start the season, you're going to want to shift guys around to be able to utilize the DH, give some guys some days off when they need them in the field, and that would probably require moving some guys around in the field. So I could see Austin Riley playing some first base, some third base. Eventually, Freeman's going to get back, so that first base role is going to get filled. But, you know, there's going to be guys who need to play various positions, you know, day in, day out.
Who is the biggest winner with Felix Hernandez opting out?
Isn't that name pretty obvious?
I just wanted someone else to say it, not me.
I mean, it is Sean Newcomb, and it's weird, though. I will say... Phrasing it as, and obviously, Will, you didn't mean it this way, but
no,
phrasing
no, no, no,
it,
no, no.
Yeah, but phrasing it as like someone being a winner, like this all just really sucks. Because when I was doing Sports Flashes it may have been Monday or Friday, I can't remember. Yeah, it would have had to have been Monday because that was after the news came out. Yeah, my days are blending together with my work schedule. But so I threw out this phrasing of the Braves 2020 World Series hopes took a slight hit. And while that might seem drastic because, well, Felix was, you know, proposed at best to be a fifth man starter. And, you know, Markakis was a role player, you know, not that. But those guys matter. Like, those mm-hmm. things matter, especially when you thought you had them solidified. I mean, Brian Snicker came out, I believe it was Thursday or Friday, and said the decisions that they made in spring or at the end of when they had to split up and you know, shut everything down for the coronavirus, that those decisions he made back then were carrying over to the games that they're getting, you know, this mini summer camp that they're going to play and then the regular season. So you have to imagine it stayed true that Felix Hernandez was going to be that fifth man, and Brian Snicker and his coaching staff had plans for Sean Newcomb, but now that's all having to shift. So it is Sean Newcomb, I think, will get his wish to be in that starting rotation.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, Sean Newcomb, good. I think he now is in the pole position to kind of be one of those rotation guys. But it's a pretty significant impact for the Braves because it throws off, I think, a lot of the plans they had for this piggybacking situation. You had it as it stood before. It kind of was working out pretty well. Like, you had five starters and three piggybackers who could kind of rotate in. Maybe you would want to have like four guys who could go long, especially early in the season.
But you lost one of those guys too to the virus too, in Touki Toussaint as well.
Yeah. Touki obviously as a former starting pitcher. So yeah, it's really affecting you. I think that, yeah, you know, you talked about Sean Newcomb. I think just generally speaking, this is an opportunity for a lot of these Braves young pitchers. Obviously, we've been talking about Kyle Wright a lot, and he's obviously going to play a role in all this. But even further down the line from him, when you talk about a guy like Bryce Wilson, who mm-hmm. obviously struggled in his time at the majors last year, needs to work on his slider, but he's kind of like a fastball changeup guy who just needs that third pitch to be effective enough for him to make those other two pitches work better.
Joe, you're not ready to give up on him yet?
Yeah, I got one. Somebody tweeted at me saying they never want to see Bryce Wilson pitch in a Braves uniform again after like
four starts.
Yeah. But he has an opportunity. And then also, of course, Ian Anderson, the top pitching prospect in the pipeline. I think that he now has a very realistic chance to pitch himself into contention. He's going to have to do it through impressing coaches, and his best opportunity to do that's going to be in this camp, because his best opportunity is going to be while they have this 30-man roster open. You know, that's going to be the best opportunity for these young guys to get on the roster. But these guys now have a chance.